Good morning, everybody, and once again, welcome to this online service from First Presbyterian Church in Papakura. Hope that you are well, hope that you've had a good week, and welcome to Sunday Online Church. It's been quite a few weeks now since we've been able to be together, but it's great that we can share again, once again, via this technology. I want to say thank you to Andrew Woodbridge again for putting this on online for us all to share in. And thank you also to Andrew Woodbridge and Andrew Bennett for sharing messages with us. I know it takes a lot of time and effort to prepare, so thank you both for the good job that you're doing. Let's pray now as we start our service today. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for so many things. Two words that are on my mind at the moment are your love and your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, that your love stands firm forever. Thank you that you are a faithful God and you really do know us. You know what we're going through. You know the difficulties. You know the joys. And I want to pray, Lord, for today that you will encourage us, Lord, through your word, through the songs, through the Bible passage and the thoughts that I share. I ask that you will lead me, dear Holy Spirit, oh, we need you so much to speak to us. So your will be done. And once again, may you be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. Right, let me share my screen with you. We're going to start off with a beautiful hymn. Let's enjoy this together.
God sent his son, they called.
Once again, beautiful words. Life is worth the living just because he lives. So let's come to our message today. Maybe you've seen the title before today and thought, huh, what's that about? So we're going to be looking at Psalm 68, and there are three letters, C, R, and P. You'll find out as I go along what those three letters stand for, but hopefully just having three letters in your mind will help you to remember the content of this message. So I'm going to be referring to C, R, and P several times during the message. Okay, so can you remember those letters as we go along? C, R, P. Keep them in your mind. C, R, P. And our psalm for today, as you know, I've been working through the psalms. I'm up to the 80s now, and we're going to be looking at Psalm 86 today. So let me read it for us. Hear me, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am faithful to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, Lord, for I put my trust in you. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. When I am in distress, I call to you because you answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, Lord. They will bring glory to your name. For you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your way, Lord, that I might rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear your name. I will praise you, Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. For great is your love toward me. You have delivered me from the depths, from the realm of the dead. Arrogant foes are attacking me, O God. Ruthless people are trying to kill me. They have no regard for you. But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Show your strength in behalf of your servant. Save me because I serve you just as my mother did. Give me a sign of your goodness that my enemies may see it and be put to shame. For you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. Amen. I'm not going to major on this point, but while these verses are still on the screen, isn't that beautiful in verse 16? I serve you just as my mother did. This is a psalm of David. We actually don't know a lot about his mother. But isn't it good to know that David's mother served God? So parents, we have a great input into the lives of our children. David served God just as his mother did. So let's move on. Lots of the psalms give kind of introduction at the beginning, telling us the circumstances under which those psalms were written. Remember when we did Psalm 51, that was when David had committed adultery, so we knew the specific situation. But the title of this psalm is simply A Prayer of David. We can't place it at a specific time in David's life, because there are too many possible points where this could connect with his general circumstances. That was from enduringword.com. In this psalm, we can clearly see David's troubles. He says, I am poor and needy. In verse 7, he said, I am in distress. In verse 14, arrogant foes are attacking me, O God. Ruthless people are trying to kill me. They have no regard for you. In verse 17, he mentions his enemies. So it's pretty clear he's having a hard time. And he's real. He's not trying to pretend these things aren't happening. He's pouring out his heart to God, saying, help me, Lord. Several times in the psalm, he asks for mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. So what I love in the Psalms in particular, is they give us permission to be vulnerable. David was right out there. He said to God exactly how he was feeling. He didn't try to sugarcoat or pretend that everything was fine. Are you okay? Yeah, fine, thank you. And you? Wasn't like that at all. He cried out to God, Lord, I'm poor and needy. I need you. I'm in distress. Will you help me? These people are trying to attack me and kill me. Lord God, I need you. How about you and me and us? What troubles are you facing right now? Could be some problems in your own life. This lockdown has not been easy for a lot of people. Maybe you're feeling lonely. We all miss being able to meet with our friends and church family. Maybe you've had some health problems and sickness. Maybe you're worried or concerned about your own situation, about your family situation. In New Zealand, we can see at the moment what's going on around us. There's talk in the news every day of COVID, people who've been vaccinated, people who are unvaccinated, how many cases were there today, what lockdown level are we going to be in, how long is it all going to last? Around the world, situations like Afghanistan, there's things happening around us. I want to be vulnerable with you. I've not found this an easy time at all. In New Zealand, when I see what's going on around all the time, just such a heavy focus on COVID all the time, it's quite hard. I sense a lot of people are in fear. A lot of people are worried and uncertain about the future and just wondering what's going to come of all of this. This was just a couple of studies I looked at online last year. I'm sure there are many more. The New Zealand study said the New Zealand population had higher depression and anxiety compared with population norms. Younger people and those most at risk of COVID-19 reported poorer mental health. And from overseas, COVID-19 not only causes physical health concerns, but also results in a number of psychological disorders. The spread of the new coronavirus can impact the mental health of people in different communities. So COVID and all the things around it have brought a lot of stress on many, many people. And have certainly disrupted what we thought were our normal lives before. As we look to the future, we don't really know what the new normal will become. The government has tried to suggest a timeline, but really nobody knows when that's going to take place. So it's not easy. And as I said, I have struggled and still do struggle with lots of aspects of this whole situation. What do we do when troubles come? Where do we go for help? Once again, remember those three letters, C, R, and P. Don't worry, it's coming soon. I'll explain what they mean. But I'm encouraging you, be vulnerable. When we share that we struggle ourselves, it gives other people permission to share their own struggles. Just like David did in the Psalm, he was very willing to tell God how he was feeling. So we too can come to God and tell him how we're feeling and tell our good close friends and family how we're feeling. And we can help and support each other. This was a quote from The Word for Today on the 25th of October. It said, when there's nothing you can do about the situation, learn to trust God, let it go, and keep your joy. These kind of sentences sound really good, and it is a good sentence, but how do we do that? Once again, C, R, P. How do we learn to trust God? Let that situation go and keep our joy. So back to our psalm. There's so much in this wonderful psalm. So let's see what our three letters stand for. So the C stands for call out to God. I'm going to explain these one by one after. The R stands for remember. Remember God's character and his deeds. And then the P stands for praise. Praise God anyway, even in the midst of troubles. So that's our three letters, C-R-P, call, remember, and praise. So as I said before, I hope these three letters can just help us keep this content of the beautiful psalm in our minds. So let's look now at these three areas. So the call part. Again, David, as I said before, has no problem in telling God how he's feeling. starts off right away in the first verse. Hear me, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord. So when does he call? I call to you all day long. We can come to God anytime. I think one consequence of this pandemic and the lockdown and some of the stress I've been feeling is it has made me focus on God more. And I'm trying to call out to God more during the day at different times, not just at a devotions time, but talking to God and praying more during the day. And I hope that continues. We can come to God anytime, friends. He's always there, ready and willing to listen to us. Verse 5, why do we call? The reason there is very clear. We can call because we know the one that we are calling to is forgiving and good and abounding in love. God loves us. He knows we're not perfect. He forgives us when we ask him for that forgiveness. And he's a good God. We can call to him for all those reasons. And the last part there, David saying, when I'm in distress, I call to you. Why? Isn't this encouraging? Because you answer me. God is not a far-off God that's not involved in our daily lives. God is interested even in the small details, and God wants to answer us and hear our prayers. So call to God and be sure that he will answer you. Not always in the way we might expect or when we might expect, but God will answer us. It's very clear in his word. And David calls out again and says, Lord, teach me your ways. I need your help. I need a teacher. I need you to show me your ways. I want to rely on your faithfulness. I know you are faithful, God, but teach me how to do that. I want to rely on you, not be tossed about in my thinking by just all these things that are happening around me and in the news. I want to rely on you. Teach me, Lord, please. My heart isn't always 100% for you. My heart is divided sometimes. But Lord, please, I need you. Will you give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name, not fear circumstances or trouble that are coming? God understands that we need his help. We're not always 100% for him. We can pray to him, Lord, help me. I love the verses when the man with the son who was possessed by a demon came to Jesus and he says, Lord, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. There are moments at times when we don't believe as we should, but God understands that. Lord, give us an undivided heart. Give me an undivided heart that I might fear your name. So call to God anytime. Know he's there to listen. Know his character is amazing. And know that he will hear our prayers and answer us. The remember part means looking at God. Remember who God is, his character, and remember what God has done, his deeds. I mentioned this verse before, but it's definitely worth repeating. What is God like? You, Lord, are forgiving. We mess up, we sin, we do things wrong, but God is forgiving. Again, if there's something in your life that you think is there that you need to forgive, just come to God, confess it, and know for sure that he will forgive you. God is good, forgiving and good. There's a lot of things around us which are not good, but we can have confidence that God is a good God who's got our best interests at heart. I love this next word, abounding in love. Not just a little bit of love, comes from the word abundant, overflowing. Jesus died on the cross for us, showing that abounding love. We can remember that love. Among the gods, there is none like you, Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. We have an amazing God. Think of what God is like. Think of what God has done. Then praise him. Remember his character. There is none like you. The Verse 10, excuse me, for you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. There is only one God. God is great. God is marvelous, amazing, wonderful. And verse 15, what a beautiful verse. But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God. When Jesus saw the crowds, said he saw them, they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he had compassion on them. Compassion is not the same as pity. Pity is, oh, sorry about that. Compassion is, you feel sorry, but you want to do something to help in that situation. God sees us and he has compassion on us. He wants to actively be involved and to help us. God is gracious. That's a lovely word, isn't it? Grace is when God gives us what we don't deserve, free gift of eternal life. God is slow to anger. I think all of us are angry at times, but we're not always slow to anger. Sometimes our temper spills over. God is slow to anger. Once again, it repeats, abounding in love and faithfulness. God is faithful, my friends. I've been a Christian now for a long time, many years, and one thing I can testify of 100% is that God is faithful. God has never left me. God has never forsaken me. God has always taken care of me. Doesn't mean there haven't been times which were difficult, but God is faithful. And can I encourage you with that today? Remember God's faithfulness. Look back at times in your own life when God has done something, when God has answered a prayer, when God has taught you something, and remember. So call to God. Remember what he's like. This is our great God. And the result needs to be praise. Verse 9 is a very, very general, international verse. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, Lord. They will bring glory to your name. This is future tense, will come, will bring glory. One day, every knee will bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. One day, everybody will recognize how great our God is, and praise will come. Verse 12 is very personal. David is saying this, and we can say the same. I will praise you, Lord my God, hallelujah, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. Isn't it good we can say, Lord my God, praise the Lord, glorify the Lord, not just now, but forever. We might think it's not always easy to praise God. We don't feel like it. And that's 100% right. Look at these verses on the screen. Verse 13 is a wonderful verse. Great is your love. Then 14, it's almost like David is thinking, great is your love. And 14, but Lord, these arrogant foes are there. That thought pops up in his mind. The circumstances haven't changed. The arrogant foes are still there. The ruthless people are still there. The ones that have no regard for God are still there. Verse 15, but you, Lord, are, and we've read these words, compassionate, gracious, slow to anger. So the praise doesn't come in the absence of trouble. David's praise comes in the midst of trouble. And I think that's a key for us, friends. Praise God in the midst of our troubles. Call to him, remember who he is, and praise him anyway, even when things are difficult. The last part of our psalm, the last verse, David says, give me a sign of your goodness. Once again, the trouble's still there. My enemies, David had enemies all around him. And my enemies may see it and be put to shame. But he ends the psalm with with these beautiful words. For you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. The Holy Spirit in Scripture is called the Helper. The Holy Spirit is called the Comforter. Isn't it wonderful that our God wants to be like that for us? We have the troubles, we call out to God, Lord, help me, I need you, please. I don't know what's going on at the moment. It's stressful, it's hard, it's difficult. The future doesn't look too fantastic at the moment. But Lord, you are good. You are faithful. You are loving. You are compassionate. You are bound in love and faithfulness. And I can testify, previously in my life, you have helped me. Previously in my life, you have comforted me. So I know you can do those same things again. Lord, please help me. Please comfort me. So there's our three letters. See, call. Call out to God. Be honest. Be vulnerable. R, remember just who our God is, how great he is. Never lose sight of that. Our God is amazing. And P, praise God anyway. I've said this before, but praise is always a win-win. When we praise God, God is exalted, God is glorified, but we are also at the same time encouraged and uplifted as we praise God and focus our minds and hearts on our amazing God. There's a couple of verses in Psalm 116, verses 1 to 2, which I thought were also very appropriate. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. Isn't that encouraging? God hears our voice when we call to him. God hears us when we cry out to him for mercy. And God turns his ear to us. That's also pretty mind-blowing. Almighty God, do you know that, friend? Almighty God, when you call, turns his ear to you. So let that be our encouragement to call on him as long as we live. Come back to that quote we had from Word for Today. When there's nothing you can do about the situation, learn to trust God, let it go, and keep your joy. That's possible only when we call out to God, remember who he is, and we praise him. The situation might seem too big for us. And honestly, there are situations happening in our society at the moment that do seem too big for us. And we feel powerless. We feel there's nothing we can do about the situation. And the only thing we can do is call out to God. Remember who he is. Leave it in his hands, let it go, and keep our joy by praising him for who he is. Let's move now then to our final song. I think it's important that we finish always with praise to God. So I want to sing our last song. And I hope you enjoy this one. If nobody's looking, you might even want to stand up when you hear this song and move a bit. A beautiful song. Let's enjoy this one together.
Savior, I believe in God our Father, I believe
Wasn't that great? Hope you enjoyed that. Wonderful way to end the message. So Lord, we thank you for your word today. Thank you we've been able to praise you and focus on you and focus on your precious word. We once again acknowledge that your word is a living word that can speak to us, that can challenge us, can encourage us. So our three letters today, CRP. Lord, help us to continually call out to you and know, Lord, that you are very ready to listen to us. You'll turn your ear to us. Help us to remember who you are and what you've done for us. You truly are an amazing God. And help us to praise you. Even when circumstances sometimes around us are not easy, may we still give you the praise, Lord, because you haven't changed. You are still God. We want to face our situations, Lord, with great confidence in you. Lord, we commit our lives afresh into your hands, and we lift you up, and we say that you are the name above all names. You are Lord, you are Almighty God, and we worship you alone. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I hope you feel encouraged today to take those three letters with you into the week, CRP. Have a wonderful week. Stay safe. God bless you all. Thank you. Bye-bye.